an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Hello and welcome back to NITV Radio. Well, I'm very excited to speak to our next guests now. Gina Williams is one of those rare performers who connects and captures audiences through the power of song. And it's even made more special when it's sung in rare Noongar language. Gina has been steadily gaining a reputation across Australia for bringing a fresh modern take on ancient traditions, merging evocative sounds, natural acoustic instruments, poignant stories with that beautiful voice. Gina is a Baladong or Noongar daughter with links through her grandmother to the Kitja people of the East Kimberley. Her music is informed by ancient Indigenous culture and she has drawn from a deep well of recent Western Australian and even deeper personal history. Gina Williams, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Sis, I'm very excited to talk to you. Your music, I've been listening to a lot of it over the last week. A couple of people sent me your name and some of the tracks you've been working on. And I just love hearing musicians and artists take songs that are well known and then put our own native spin on it with our own language.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's important that we all listen to and learn languages of the land on which we're living. So, you know, if there's, 25 million of us running around currently in Australia, if all of us even just knew five words, our languages would be secure, and music is a wonderful way of trying to promote that.
Yeah, so you're very passionate about language, eh?
Yeah, I am.
Where does that come from? Because I think in my doing my research, you've been learning and speaking Noongar for about 10 years now.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't grow up knowing my language. I had to go back as an adult. And, you know, I grew up around people telling me that this language was dead, it was extinct, and it's simply not true. There aren't a lot of speakers, but it's definitely a living language. And, you know, look, I'm biased because I live on Noongar country, but I think it's the most beautiful language on the planet, and it lends itself beautifully to music. So, you know, that's my passion. I get to combine my two great loves of music and language, and what we come up with is something, you know, incredible.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about your illustrious career? I mean,
it is
like you've.
Oh, darling, you need to get out more.
No. You've achieved. You know, you've played with the likes of Uncle Arch. You've, you know, been touring around. Just you've got a very unique sound. You've Indigenous of the Act of the Year in 2014 in WA. Can you tell me about some of your career highlights and I guess what's been driving you over the years to keep going and keep telling stories?
Well, I worked with an amazing guitarist, Guy Gauss, and, you know, that's a big sort of driver behind a lot of this as well. I think the combination of the, you know, not just the beautiful language, but the evocative sort of guitar sounds as well. It's all very grounded and very earthy, and you know we've played some really big gigs, and we've had enjoyed a lot of success with this, and mostly unexpected. But I guess my favourite, my biggest sort of career highlights, we played an event down in Albany for the opening of the National Anzac Memorial Centre, and you know I had all these Britishers, all these big dignitaries from all over the world come in, and the Prime Minister spoke and all that. But my favourite moment was that, you know, when we finished performing, we walked out into the audience and all these elders came up and just gave us big hugs. And I think, you know, that's what's really important, is that what we do is supported by our elders and our community. I'm just as happy sitting and playing to, you know, playing at home to my mum and singing her songs that I've written for her, as I am playing on big stages. You get the same show.
Now, nothing, you know? Nothing feels as, I don't know, makes you feel good as a black fella anyway when you get recognised from your elders and embraced, right?
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, our elders, many of them have had language beaten out of them. You know, they've grown up being told that this was unacceptable, and you know they needed to speak English, and so many people were frightened. And there's a trauma that comes around the use of language, because people don't want to, you know, there's a bit of a shame factor, and people don't want to mess it up. And so we become paralysed almost because of that sort of fear. But I think, you know, it's a bit like the butterfly. The butterfly sleeps, and when she wakes up transformed, and she's fresh and she's new, and we look at her and we go, oh, isn't she beautiful? But she's always been beautiful. We're the ones that change and look at her differently. So I think this is where we are at this point in time with our languages, is that, you know, there's this beautiful renaissance, there's this awakening of language, and it's seen right across the country, not just on Noongar country, but everywhere we've noticed this is happening, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you want to be part of it, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
This week is Indigenous Literacy Week, and I think Indigenous Literacy Day is on Wednesday. How important is it for you as a singer-songwriter to be able to tell stories, not only in English, but I guess, you know, when we talk about bilingual education and telling our stories in our native tongue, but also in English?
I think what we need to realise is that this isn't just Indigenous history, this is Australian history, and it's something that, you know, we should all be interested in and trying to learn. It's not enough for my son to be in a class where he's the only language speaker. I want him out in the playground talking to his mates in Noongar, and I think most people would agree, you know, that this is, that for our languages to survive, everybody needs to be exposed to it. In terms of, you know, we wrote a little welcome song called Wanju, which we turned into this little book. And what's been amazing about that is that, you know, I thought that I'd teach it to me and my three kids, and we'd have, you know, we'd know the words of welcome to country. We'd be able to understand when an elder speaks.
Yep.
And we've reached over 100,000 people with this little song right across the country, and now we're in the process of trying to get it translated so that we can gift it to other language speakers in their own language, so that, you know, they can share and do the same thing. And I think
in terms of literacy,
our languages are what set us apart from everywhere else on the planet. You know, they're not having this conversation in France. They're not going, oh, why do we speak French? Well, you do because that's what you do in France. That's the country that language comes from. You know, we shouldn't be speaking language just because it's Literacy Week or NAIDOC Week or Reconciliation Week. Although those things are really, really important, it's what do we do every other week of the year, because we live
24/7, 52 weeks a year. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. And it should be normal. It should be something that we just go, oh, this is what we do because this is where we live, you know.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, that's my take on it anyway.
No, it's a great message, and you know, we just want more and more of this. Like you said, there's this renaissance, and we're just thirsty for it, thirsty for this knowledge,
yeah,
and thirsty for this language. Can you tell us about your new album? We were talking about Butterfly before, and I think in your language, that's Bindi Bindi.
Bindi Bindi,
and
yeah.
And that's the name of your new album, yeah?
The album, that's right. So we launched this album in February this year, and we've been touring fairly heavily right across the country with it. The Bindi Bindi is the butterfly, and the parallel is that, you know, our language, you know, just before the caterpillar thinks that it's all over and it goes to black, she turns into the butterfly. And what we love about her is that, you know, our languages have been reduced to a whisper, and we've been told that they're dead and they're extinct, and they're not dead and extinct at all. They're just limited edition, and they're something that's worth, you know, collecting and learning about and having and treasuring. So, you know, the Bindi Bindi, in the song, Bindi Bindi, she's not Winyan, she's not weak, she keeps a strong heart, a Murich court, and Bindi Bindi, she's always jirupan, she's happy because she never wants what's not hers. And she, you know, Bindi Bindi, she's beautiful, she's not frightened of her past, and Bindi Bindi, she's strong because she's focused on her future. And, you know, she comes before us and she dances, and then we only see her for a little minute, and she sings, and she's, I'll talk to you soon, and then she's gone. And even though we only ever see her for a tiny minute, whenever we conjure the memory of a Bindi Bindi, the thought of a butterfly, it's always beautiful. So she becomes Kwabadok Kalyaku, which means beautiful forever. So that's the story of that little song, and that's the title track to the album.
I'm kicking myself. I should have played that one now, but I'm greedy. I went for the cover of Under the Milky Way, which,
oh, yes.
How do you say it in your language?
Ngarajinda Kerala.
Narayinda Kerala. And yes. It's just the beautiful vocals, the beautiful guitar, and my broadcast op, Harry, in there is looking at me. We both loved it when we listened to it. So.
Oh, and Lucky Oceans is playing pedal steel on it. For those who don't know, Lucky's a multi-Grammy award-winning pedal steel player. Rolling Stone reckon he's the most imitated pedal steel player of his generation. So he's amazing.
No. Well, look, thanks. So that's all the time we got for today. I'm going to get you back on later on, but let's take a listen to that song now. Thanks so much for joining me and chatting to me.
Thanks.
And I just wish you all the best in your future music career and the way you tell your stories. Just all the best, sis.
Thanks, darling.
No
Sorry
worries. Let's hear this Gara Jinda Kerala.
Me
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.